her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They
Packers
plans.
Browns coming up Sunday. One of those rare noon games. Rare noon games for the Packers this year.
Which not is, mad about it.
But it's... And obviously the schedule came out before the Micah Parsons thing, right? But it just shows you what the expectations for this team were. When Jordan Love initially took over, it felt like we had noon games constantly.
The entire season.
All the time. Yeah. Because nobody knew what to expect. So the networks didn't go, oh, we got to make sure the Packers are at 325 or playing in prime time in any of the different slots that they have available. But it's just kind of fun to have these expectations again. The first year that Jordan Love started, and the magical run that they went on over the last eight games and then into the playoff game and looking as good as they did, and the three of us ended up watching the Cowboys game here upstairs.
The Emmanuel Wilson game, yes.
Yeah, and that was just such a fun ride because for a lot of people, yourself included, I would say, in this strophe because you are so young, like all you've known are expectations for the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Like that's in a lot for my life too. Like, ever since Brett Favre took over in 1993, I don't know the first year that team had expectations, if it was 1995. But so from 1995 from now, so for the last 30 years, we've had expectations for this team. You know, I think when Rodgers took over, there were still some expectations because they went to the NFC Championship game the year before. We didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into with Aaron at that point. Mm-hmm. And then he automatically, okay, we have something here. The expectations continue. When Jordan took over, it was completely different because the team had missed the playoffs in the final year of Aaron Rodgers. He was a lot younger, didn't know what the expectations for that team should be. And they go on that run. It was just so fun because it was unexpected that we don't get all that often. And I remember how fun that was. And I think all of us had noted that, hey, man, we don't get this often. This is just so much fun. It's just pure joy. As fun as that was, I'm glad we're back to having expectations. Yeah. I'm glad we're expecting, because you said earlier, hey, the Packers are winning the Super Bowl. Like, I love being able, and there are some people that just think that automatically every year. But this is legitimately, through two games, one of the best teams in all of football.
It very much is. It's very evident through two games of football how good this team can be when they're shutting down true contenders and showing that they can just stop really good offenses. We've said it kind of all year or almost all year with the Brewers. This feels different, right? That's the phrase we've used a ton with the Brewers. It's the same thing with the Packers. This feels different. And when they won the Super Bowl in 2010, the 2010 season, that wasn't a, at least in the regular season, that wasn't a, holy crap, they're better than everybody team. They just weren't, right? They were 10-6. They snuck into the playoffs as the sixth seed, and then they went on that magical run.
Through tiebreakers. Like, tiebreakers had to get in to be that sixth seed.
They needed some breaks, and they got them, and then ultimately they went on that awesome run in the postseason. They had a really good defense and a ton of pieces on the defense that ultimately allowed them to succeed to the level in which they did. But this team, right from the get-go, feels like it has the pieces. And obviously Micah Parsons pushed it over the top. The cup is overflowing now with talent. But I think with the faith in, A, the coaching staff, Matt LaFleur I still view as a top-five play caller and offensive coach in the game. Jeff Hafley was masterful last season.
That's not according to some of the advanced metrics that Joshy sent me earlier this week.
Which part?
The Matt LaFleur being a top-five play caller.
Whatever. Joshy's a LaFleur hater.
No, I was just noticing things.
They have not kept the foot on the gas in the second half.
So Joshy sent us something. I don't even remember what the number was, but it was just kind of comparing offensive play calling, yeah, defensive play calling, and like Hafley's has been through the roof. How do people measure that? Like, that's the one thing I don't understand about something like that, Josh. Do you understand how they measure that? Like, who's measuring it and how they do it?
Yeah, so it was measuring expected points added, I believe. Which then is how efficient are you on offense at creating plays, moving the ball down the field, scoring points. But then the inverse would be how good are you at stopping.
Preventing that. Yes. So that's all they were.
Correct. And it was just comparing the two. Small sample size.
It's a small sample size.
And also it's a game that they led from the get-go.
So LaFleur dialed up a play on fourth down where Matthew Golden was wide open. and Jordan Love severely underthrew him and ends up being an incomplete pass.
That does not mean a negative.
Okay.
Yes.
So I didn't know if it was just measuring the results of the play.
It is not, no.
Because that's not really how you measure play calling to me. If like, because the play call, if the play call is good, but the team just doesn't execute it properly.
Yeah, I think like, that would be more of a neutral.
Yeah, it's just such it's just so hard to me to like measure how good a play caller someone is, like statistically speaking, the way that people like to quantify.
Are we disagreeing?
Things.
He's a top five coach in the league, top five play caller. I guess we can go to
in the ballpark.
Okay, so we're not disagreeing.
I think he's clearly below like the McVays,
sure.
Shanahan, probably sure. Even Reed.
Shanahan's overrated.
Agreed, actually.
Big Mike Shanahan. What's he ever done? Well, excuse me. Mike actually won Super Bowls. I'm sorry. I threw the wrong Shanahan in front of there. Got the joke wrong.
Big Kyle Shanahan?
Big Kyle Shanahan.
His name's Kyle.
Careful.
I'm sitting in his chair.
Careful.
I know what I'm doing.
Careful. You have to work with a Kyle every day. I just want the record to reflect. I want the record to reflect that me and Joshy had nothing to do with calling out people whose name is Kyle.
Nope.
I think the name Kyle's awesome.
Great
Kyle's
name.
A great name.
Yeah, so does South Park. So I guess back to my point now. You've got a top five play caller offensively. You've got what looks like in a terrific defensive coordinator. You've got a quarterback you have faith in. Now, where does he land? Is he a top 10 guy? Is he a top 15 guy? He's paid like one. Can he play like one? I just think what we've seen through 2 weeks spells CHAMPIONSHIP. Championship. That's what it spells. That was a doozy.
Maybe next time.
I thought I was cooking.
Maybe next time.
I thought I was cooking there.
And why did you go spelling there?
Yeah.
I mean, I spelled it right, but.
Yeah. Stuttering your way through it didn't help.
Nope.
Like Adam Sandler in
again, I'll say I really thought I was cooking up something special there. I thought it was going to be a really good take.
Billy Madison.
I landed flat on my face. Ultimately, I think this team is good enough to win a championship. Next.
Not to derail us too far, but there was a word Ben Bruss said yesterday that took my breath away.
Infatuation, was it?
Yes, it was infatuation.
Yeah.
He added a C.
I stopped him right in his tracks. I said, what did you just say?
What did he think the word meant?
Oh, no, he got the meaning
He had the context yes. correct. He just thought that...
Infatuation.
He thought that it was just a word built around the word fact.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, that's not right. No. Uh-uh.
See, again, this is why you gotta know your parameters.
You know it's bad when I become the guardrails?
Yeah. You gotta know the parameters. You just gotta, color within the lines. You gotta know where your lines are. You know, every once in a while you want to stretch, but yeah. Spelling on the radio is never a... Never usually the way to go. It can only set you up for failure.
CHAMPIONSHIP. Championship.
You see, it would have been better if you did it like that. But then you got nervous about spelling it wrong. You got lost in your own thoughts.
My eyes rolled to the back of my head at one point. I went, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's...
Why did you go down this road, Alex?
Yeah, this is young. I just think it's a learning moment. But I think, again, the larger point being that... I have not felt this way about the Packers since Aaron Rodgers was here.
Agreed.
100%. You know, last year it's like, are they a championship team? Well,
they need a lot of things to go right.
Things kind of break their way.
You need this to happen. You need this to happen. The pass rush needs to exist. Rashawn Gary needs to become elite. You
need
a pass catcher to step up.
They needed to have the route in the postseason that Washington did. Washington had a much
correct.
Easier route.
Yep.
You know, the Packers, because they were a 7 seed, had to end up playing the Eagles in week 1. And then that went south.
Yep.
Whereas the Commanders got to play the Buccaneers. And then they got to beat up on a really beat up Lions team
en
route to an NFC championship game. And then all the hype surrounds them, right? Whereas the Packers, had they won one more game, they could have been in that sixth spot if they won another divisional game. But they have already this year answer any questions that we had about them last year. Oh, can they beat a good team?
Bingo.
Can they beat playoff teams in the NFC?
Yep.
And they've already accomplished that through the first 2 weeks.
Twice.
Yes. In five days.
Yeah, in 5 days. And that's exactly the point I was about to make, Gabe, is last year, had they won one more game, They would have been the sixth
seed.
But
again, that's where the break. Like, if they don't win, if the Packers don't have the one seed this year, I don't care. Right? Like, if they suffer a couple of injuries and they have a lull in the middle of the season,
you feel good about them beating anybody.
Yeah.
And I do too.
And honestly, and again, maybe this is just easy to say because they did it twice at home in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where they play. That defense, that speed, it travels.
Agreed.
Well, no matter where you're going, again, like
we haven't seen them on the road yet, though.
No, but I think that's
that something
defense,
I'm intrigued to see the next 2 weeks.
But to me, well, against the Browns, does that really count?
No, and that's why I said 2 weeks. Yeah. That's not what I said. I didn't say this week. I said 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you said as in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks, yeah. I think Dallas is much more of a test.
Yes.
That's an offense that can cook
sure,
a little
but
bit.
But that defense, it just travels anywhere. Whereas for the Detroit Lions, a knock on that offense the last couple of years, even when Ben Johnson was there, probably need to be indoors or have good weather in order for them to be able to be at their best. I don't care. I don't care the conditions. Because that defense can play in any conditions. That defense can travel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Wisconsin Badgers could score 20 on the Cowboys defense.
I mean, it's kind of an unnecessary shot at the Badgers, isn't it? I feel like the second time in many days we've done that, Joshy. Just taking drive-bys at the Badger football team.
I mean, they stink, so. I mean, we can just say it what it is.
We'll ask you this question real quick because I know we got to go to break. But this was a question that was posed. I can't remember who posed it on the Carbless Talk at text line yesterday, but it was a fan who posed this question.
It was Ryan and McQuanago, I believe.
Okay. What number is higher at the end of the season? Badger wins or Packer losses?
So I got to give Ryan credit because it lived rent free in my head all day.
I was at
the Brewers game. Yeah, I heard it live. And I thought to myself, ooh, that's really good. I'm kind of mad I didn't think of it. I thought about this at the Brewers game last night, dude. Which number was higher? I don't know. I mean, it's not going to be Packers losses. I think they only lose maybe 4 games. But here's the thing, Gabe. Here's the thing.
See, I thought the Badgers were shoo-in for 5 wins. Joshy told me I was wrong.
Let's see tomorrow. They might be a shoo-in for 2 wins if they lose tomorrow.
Whoa, not winning a game the rest of the year?
I am so unbelievably low on the Badgers. I think the number that is higher is ultimately Badgers wins.
Okay.
And it's going to be 4-3.
And it's going to be 4-3. Exactly. Bingo. Beat me to my own punchline. Thanks, Josh.
Oh, man.
Packers will be 14-3. Badgers will be 4-8.
Badger fans, it's okay. We've got the Packers. We've got the Brewers. We've got plenty of things to distract
you.
Yeah,
it's almost like you kind of give one up for the year, right? You, in order to be great and for your other teams to be great, you got to give one up. You know, the sacrificial lamb, if you will. That's the Badger football team. Badger basketball is going to be good. Marquette basketball is going to be good. Packers and Brewers are obviously good. Bucks should be in the mix. Got sacrificial lamb. Badgers football.
Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. Because, look, I understand. It can be a lot. Because you're inviting somebody to come into your home. And they're going to walk you through the process. But they are such a great team. I love the fact that they came into my home, got to look at my front door up close and personal. They even took a look at my windows in the house. Yeah, the windows are probably good, but let's talk about this door. And they walked me through all the different customizable options, all the things that I wanted to do with that front door. We have it now, and it's fantastic. I absolutely love it. And their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with, the one that you can absolutely trust. Because they stand by their work, and you should trust them the way I have. Order by the end of the month. Get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Just visit PellaWI.com today. And when you use Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you tell them that me, Gabe Neitzel, sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside?
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like...
Scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Cheese It, the legendary snack cracker. It's now available as a frozen pizza. Each crust, a giant, original Cheese It flavored cracker crust that's square shaped. Of course, it has to be. That's what Cheese It is. But it's ultra thin, super crispy. It's the perfect amount of Cheese It flavor that complements all those great toppings that Palermo's is famous for. So you can try it out in Italian 4 cheese, Cheddar Jack Supreme, and pepperoni. And it's got a great, it's short bake time. So you go from freezing to cheesing in as few as 8 minutes. It is, again, if you find this in your local grocer's frozen pizza section, just get it. Next time you have a football party, throw one in there, mix it in there. You are going to be surprised with how much your guests and you love this pizza. Find Cheez-It frozen pizza in your favorite grocer's frozen pizza section. Have you had the Cheez-It frozen pizza?
Yes. So my girlfriend decided to pick up 5 a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
We're hooked. Very hooked.
Yeah, just dove into the deep end.
The pepperoni is the household favorite. We've done the 4 cheese.
Wow.
Haven't done the supreme one yet though.
Okay.
Have you?
I have not done the pepper jack supreme. I have tried the pepperoni and it is
so good.
It's just really good.
And it's quick. Right, mm-hmm. We do 1 more minute. It says 8 minutes. We do 9. We like
well,
the,
again,
like,
it depends upon your oven too, right?
True.
You know, kind of depends upon your oven.
That's a good point by you. I could talk about pizza all day. You want to talk pizza? Let's do a pizza segment.
We don't really have time. We've got Craig Karmazin, who is going to be joining us shortly.
Joshy, pizza.
Love pizza. I'm a Detroit style from Plano.
Oh, us too. That's our other favorite.
Big go-to.
The screaming Sicilian Detroit style is. I just don't know how they do it.
Ridiculously good.
I've enjoyed a couple of the Cheez-Its as well, but for my money, the best ever in my life frozen pizza is the Detroit side.
I agree with that. That's a good take.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, nope.
It's so good, it doesn't make sense.
I'm enjoying the segment so far.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense that the crust should be like that thin and crispy and airy for a frozen pizza. It just doesn't make sense.
Is 8:30 a.m. too early to eat pizza?
No.
We've done it before.
Yes, we have. That's true. We have had Palermo's pizza parties on this very program.
Probably earlier than 8:30.
Yeah. Every once in a while, there's never too early for pizza, especially if it's a Palermo's pizza. Craig Karmazin going to be joining us next. Packers, Brewers, big weekend coming up. Craig is next.
Hey, ESPN Milwaukee listeners, Josh DiMaggio here for my friends at 1UP Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but the football season is here and it is time to play. This weekend, I'm looking at the Vikings money line over the Cincinnati Bengals, the Rams money line over the Eagles, a little upset, George Pickens to score a touchdown against the Chicago Bears, DeAndre Swift to have under 56.5 rushing yards, and Harold Fannin to have over 3.5 receptions. Here's what you should do. Download the 1UP Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. You put in $20, they'll give you $20 more. Download the 1UP Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one championship.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. Or the AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need championship.
They've had one championship.
What, is going to be put like a hologram over there?
What? Yeah. Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Craig Karmazin scheduled to join us shortly here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Probably just run a little bit late. It happens. You're as busy as Craig. A lot of different things going on.
Is he busy? I like being employed. That was a joke. I'm just kidding.
He's your co-host. What is up with you wanting to take shots at your co-hosts today? You took a shot at Kyle Wallace.
Dude, that's
Wallace.
What I do.
You took a shot at Kyle Wallace earlier today. Now you're taking a shot at Craig Karmazin again, who is your co-host on Sunday Karma.
Yeah,
which will be a Sunday Karma-less Sunday.
Yeah,
because
you and I get to take over.
Green Bay game day from 9 until noon. John Anderson, Brian Bulaga, a part of that show as well. That's what you do. You just take shots all the time at your teammates when they're not here?
No, I do it to the face, too. Don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. I took shots at Josh today, my co-host of Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is not the greatest person in the world, like some suggested yesterday.
So you want to tell Marty she's a liar?
I,
that's Marty
one.
Ronsky, Brewer, COO, by the way.
Before I tell Marty she's a liar, I must say, she is terrific on your program. I love listening to her on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. She fits in.
Feels like perfectly. You're trying to save it now. Feels like you're
this
trying to save it.
This is a pre-butter. Yeah.
She's a liar. Josh is not the greatest person in the world. Very nice of you to help her son's fantasy football team, but you are.
Speaking of which,
very far from the greatest person in the world.
We got a big matchup this week.
Go on.
Me and Joshy, fantasy football in the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Little side bet. Let's go. What do we got? What's the loser
doing?
Well,
so Joshy's off to a good start because he has Devon Achane.
Okay.
Who had 16 points last night.
Who got vultured by Ollie Gardner.
Yeah.
Too.
Did indeed get vultured. Yep.
Tough.
But still had 16 points last night.
Come on, let's go. Side bet time. What are we doing? Come on.
A round of golf?
Sure.
That's so boring. Yeah.
I'll bring you out to Wisconsin Country Club, Joshy. We'll have a good time.
That's so boring. Golf isn't boring, but you two, that being, you just offered to bring him after that was supposed to be the
side bet. He's going
to
beat me.
You think?
He's off to a great start. He got 16 points out of Devon Achane last night.
I do have some favorable matchups. I'll say that.
What happened to you in week one? Because you only scored like 60 points.
Yeah, it was a tough one. We're slow starters.
Well, and you scored 130 points last week and lost.
And lost, yeah.
So 0-2 start for Joshy.
Sometimes it doesn't go your way.
Just kind of goes like that?
Yeah, it is what it is. I believe in the squad still.
We were just kind of talking about this a little bit, Strophy.
Yeah.
What are you more excited for? Are you more excited for the Packers or the Brewers?
Yeah, we were talking about this in the break. So I got asked this on Wisconsin's Afternoon News on WTMJ yesterday. Which one am I more excited for? I don't know. Yes is the answer. I probably the Brewers right now, but it's hard to ignore the championship potential of the other team too, right? And as we were talking about in the break, I said I am not ready to get my heart broken by either of these teams because I truly, truly believe for the first time in my life that we could seriously see a World Series win and a Super Bowl win within 4 months of each other. I truly believe that. I think the Brewers are the best team in the MLB, and I think the Packers are the best team in the NFL. And I've never said that in my life before. And when it comes to my favorite teams, right, I'm a fan of all things Wisconsin, but these are my two favorites. Are the Brewers and the Packers. These are the two teams I root the hardest for. And that's what I struggle with, is we're so used to heartbreak in the state since 2010, what? Outside of the Bucks in 21.
But that's just what sports is, man.
I know. I know it is.
Like, that's what
is.
Sports is. And I know we think that we've got, like, an exclusive patent on heartbreak in the state of Wisconsin.
I mean, look to the West. Minnesota's pretty darn good at it, too.
Yeah, because only one team can win the championship. And a lot of times when you feel you got a really good team, again, that should make you appreciate the championships and how hard it is.
But again, even with Rodgers, I always thought, okay, they're one of the best teams.
Yeah.
When I look at the Brewers, I go, I think they're the most complete team. I just do. The Phillies are good. The Dodgers are good.
The way the Brewers play, it prevents for you from going on long losing streaks.
Correct.
It's just the way that they play. I have not felt this good about a Brewers team since I think 2011. And I know we're in the golden era of Brewers baseball. 7 out of the last 8 years, they've made the postseason. They've literally, in the last 8 years, played one game. One game that was irrelevant, because the year that they missed out on the playoffs,
you're right,
they were eliminated in game 161.
You're right. I forgot about that part
so
of that.
So they have played one game that didn't mean a damn thing in the last 8 years, which is so incredible. But with a lot of those teams, like even last year, I expected them to beat the Mets. I thought they were going to beat the Mets even before the series started, and then I really thought they were going to beat the Mets after they hit back-to-back home runs late in that game to go up 2-0, and obviously that's not the way it went out, and we ended up breaking our hearts. But even if they went to the DS, it's like, okay, this team is really good, and I love this team, but they're going to have some things break their way. And I have felt that way about a lot of Brewers teams, because even going back to the team that went to the CS in 18, like, they got hot at the end of the year, and they chased down the Cubs and beat the Cubs, and yes, that team was really good, but the Dodgers were still a lot more Dodgery than they are this year, and it's like, okay, yeah, they got home field advantage, which was great. They're going to have some things break their way, and obviously it just didn't, because they were kind of still cobbling together some pitching. This is the best I have felt about a Brewers team in I don't know how long.
I think it's ever.
Craig Karmazin joining us here.
Hi, Craig.
Game and Chewy.
I was staying outside the studio because I figured you were ending a segment. You guys are like kind of on time.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
No, he hit the post immediately.
Yeah. I was literally standing outside the studio for the last 5 minutes.
Are your initials on your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Monograms.
Is that the word for it?
Yeah, that would be the word for
you
it.
You never heard the word monogram?
Craig, I don't wear custom clothing.
No, I didn't say you wear custom clothing, but like, There's backpacks that have your initials. There's all sorts
of
things.
Do you own multiple pieces of clothing with your initial on it?
Yeah. So do you know when you buy, do you know what AirPods are? No. I'm not trying to be snobby. What? That's what?
It's a fair question.
If you don't know the word monogram.
I don't own AirPods.
If you've never heard of the word monogram.
Yep.
Can you put it on the poll? I don't think it's snobby. Like, have you ever heard of the word monogram?
If you haven't heard of the word monogram by 26, I think it's fair for Craig to ask the follow-up questions that he's currently asking.
Okay. Have I heard of AirPods? Yeah. Yes. I don't own any, though.
Okay.
I would lose them.
Okay. Yeah. And I often do lose them as well. When you buy AirPods for free, because they're kind of expensive, it asks if you want to monogram them for free. So shirts are not the only thing that can be monogrammed, and backpacks are not the only thing
that
can be
monogrammed. So what else do you own with your initials on it?
My luggage.
That's actually a smart play, though.
That's a smart play.
Yeah. The luggage, they let you monogram it at no actual additional cost.
But it's almost
cost.
Like a name tag on your shirt.
Yeah.
I know your name. I know you're Craig.
Yeah. I didn't buy this. I don't buy any of my own clothes. I don't care about what I wear.
Okay, sure.
Like you can see, I'm wearing like just all black, like because I don't want to think about
it. That's a thing, though.
No, but I don't think about it. So I just wear all one color so that I don't have to worry about if things match or not. I just go all solids, all monochromatic. I don't care what I wear. So I just grab all one color from my closet each day so I don't have to think about clothes. Is this really that important? What, I mean,
yeah, I don't know. He got distracted. I wanted to talk to you about the Brewers.
By the way, do you know the jersey I bought for my daughter? This is cool.
What's the
coolest postseason jersey that you could think of that you could buy right now
for the Brewers?
I think I bought we've been looking at this for a while at the team store, deciding what her lucky postseason because this. The last few postseasons, right? Like, there's so much angst, so you got to feel like you get the right one.
I'm going to go Quinn Priester.
I mean, the guys, they've won 19 starts.
Isn't that insane? We talked about that earlier.
It's crazy.
Bryce. Bryce in the pinstripes.
It is Bryce Terang, Biloxi Shuckers.
Oh,
jersey.
Wow.
Yep. I've seen those in the pro shop. Have you seen it with the
Brewers Pro Shop, if you go all the way around to left field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the big one.
Yeah, they have all of the these minor league, cool.
That's so cool.
Friggin' cool jerseys.
Yeah, and they've got Jackson Churios, they've got Terangs, they've got, I think they even have a Yelly one, even though he wasn't in the Brewers system.
Really? I didn't notice that. That one, he probably had a rehab stint at some point.
Oh, that's true. Maybe a rehab stint.
Dude, so cool. And she needs to be different. But when we saw that, we're like, the color, the logo.
Yeah, minor league jerseys
and Bryce,
awesome.
It's just cool.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, Brewers Pro Shop's got a lot. Final series next weekend, that's a good time to gear up for the postseason if you're heading out for that final weekend.
Get your Quick Trip mug. I'm showing it here on the stream. This is going to be available as one of the giveaways on Saturday
next to last game of the season.
Get a nice little Brewers tumbler. That's my new my coffee.
Dude, that 5-1 homestand, the Brewers, every time you get any feeling in your stomach, to your point, Gabe, about how good you feel, they just find a way to just smooth out the ship and not panic, we need to throw everything at it. Keep the same guys. I was at the game on Saturday. Was Saturday the comeback game?
Yes.
Yeah, Saturday night. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We stayed till the end.
Good for you.
And, a lot of people stayed. And then when the Cardinals went up 3 in the top of the ninth and had second and third, that's when a ton of people left, right? People had stayed and done a pretty good job.
But it seemed like there was still a pretty good crowd.
It was loud.
Yeah.
But the thing is with the new rules, the game goes so quick.
So fast.
I don't think the traffic gets, that bad leaving, but I get it where I'm not going to kill people for leaving a blowout game. But 7-4 with this team, you better stay in your seats or you're going to miss something interesting.
Don't blink. They're that fun.
I want 100 wins.
Yeah, me too.
But I understand.
6-3.
I understand, ostensibly, 99 and 100
is the same
thing.
But you're not saying you want 100 wins to the point where you would mess up the starting rotation for the postseason.
I just think,
or where you wouldn't give people rest that should get rest.
But you're going to be getting rest anyway. You're not going to be playing in the wild card series.
Right. Totally.
So you're going to get the rest. So I would play, again, I'm not running anybody into the ground. If they need time off, give them time off. I just want 100 wins because winning 100 games is cool in baseball. And yeah. the Brewers have never done it. Again, I'm not sacrificing anything for it. It's just a cool thing to look at. Same thing. Like, if Yelly would have ended up at 99 RBIs versus 100, and he ended up getting 100 last night, like, it doesn't take away from how great a season is.
The 100 doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is being the winningest Brewers team ever. I think that is a more meaningful.
3 games away.
Yeah, that to me is more meaningful. Like, because we've seen, like, the Tampa Rays a few years ago win 100. Like, teams win 100 that we forget really quickly.
Yes.
I think for this to be the winningest Brewers team ever going into this postseason, and with how good we feel against them, likely playing either the Cubs or Padres, right? Who is that? Mm-hmm. Who we assume we'd see in the NL
DS.
Yeah. I mean, that feels really good to be the winningest Brewers team ever.
Is this the best you've ever felt about a Brewers team?
I felt so good last year. I don't play the different seasons, but I mean, it's a great team.
They're better though.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, I mean, can we have a Durbin tribute day where we just think about what he's meant to this team, like from the day he stepped onto this team? And has a guy ever hit? I don't know what he's hitting, 264 or something probably right now, ever had more clutch hits in a season and ever had more good at-bats from the sixth inning on? Like, I mean, this team is just a joy. It's just a joy in every single way. And they've done it without Jackson Churio for a month, right? Like, they did it last year, remember, without
Yelich.
Christian Yelich, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm saying they are just a great baseball team, and they play it the right way. And, you know, this is, you know, if you're going to say this is the winningest, if this ends up as the winningest team in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers, it's hard to say there's been a better team, right? I mean, that's a pretty good argument over 162 games.
There's one team in which everyone is measured against, and nobody's been able to live up to it because it's the only team that went to a World Series in 1982.
Fair point.
They won 95 games.
Let's also remember in 1982, you need to win one best of seven series. Now, of course, that meant you had to, or best of five series.
They had to win a best of five series to get to the World Series.
Yeah, so all they needed to do, again, huge accomplishment, but this year's team, if they are the one seed, not just in what would have been the AL East back in the day, but if they're the one seed across all of Major League Baseball, and if they then go win a five-game series against, you know, the third-best record in the league, which is the Cubs, I don't know. That's at that point, without going to World Series, I think you could make the argument. I know that's blasphemy. I grew up watching baseball, and like that Brewers team was like prime. I was 7 years old when I was falling in love with baseball. They're unbelievable. I could go through the lineup, but I think there's an argument to be made just because of the way baseball has changed.
Yeah, but again, it's just, I think everybody's starved for it.
Yeah, big time.
Can you imagine?
We're all starved for it, but the thing
that
is—
Can you imagine what a World Series in Milwaukee would look like?
I don't care what a World Series would look like. Baseball in the playoffs is so exciting
so fun.
Exhilarating. First, let's appreciate that this team is back there again. Like, do you know how hard it is? How many teams have been there?
Seven out of eight.
And they've played one game in the last 8 years that was irrelevant. They got eliminated. The one year they did not go, they got eliminated in game 161. So game 162 didn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it. They played one meaningless game in 8 years.
I mean, obviously you want it bad, but what being a fan is what you just said, having every game matter and then these games in the postseason that like matter in ways you can't understand to people who don't understand. Right? Like people who weren't at those postseason games or watching those postseason games last year don't understand how baseball can like rip out your guts the way it can.
I'm not ready to have my heart broken.
I'm so ready. Yeah. I'm so ready.
Here's the thing about this team though. I don't think they're capable of breaking my heart.
Yeah. I mean,
they were so easy to fall in love with. They're so easy to root for, but they just.
You just have to be that vulnerable.
To your point on last Saturday though. It's like they've done that 100 times this year.
I was at the game with my daughter, and I was like, in a lot of seasons, I would say this is like one of their best wins, like the best win or second.
It might not even make the top 10.
Yeah, I said that. I said, if you had to actually go through it all, I don't know what the top 10 would be because there's just so many of these. Just in the winning streak alone, the last winning streak, and there were three winning streaks. Like, I mean, there were legitimately three winning streaks. And like you could just take like Monasterio now has multiple walk-offs. I think Isaac Collins might.
He does,
and Durbin might.
Yeah.
We might have three people all who three we never heard of coming into the year who all have multiple walk-off hits this year. This is insanity.
Walk-off home run for Isaac Collins, and the Brewers did not have a single walk-off home run last year.
Yeah.
And he's got one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They did not have a single walk-off home run last year. They would walk-off, obviously, hits, but did not have a walk-off dinger.
And just quickie, I know we're behind now, but the idea that this team isn't just a play for the one big home run, and they still come back the way they do, and they still score runs the way they do, just shows how fun this team is.
Craig, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you next Friday. Hey, guys, it's Gabe. And if you're feeling like you're running on empty, Mentality Health is here to help. Let's talk about why you might not be feeling like yourself and how you can change that starting today. Okay, here are some symptoms of low testosterone that I was dealing with that I initially ignored. Low energy and motivation, fatigue, you're just tired all the time, weight gain or muscle loss, especially belly flat. Mentality can help you. Local healthcare facility that specializes in helping men feel and perform at their very best. They focus on free testosterone levels, which many doctors can't overlook, ensuring that your treatment is tailored to your body. And again, I cannot tell you enough about the tailoring to your body part. This isn't one size fits all in terms of the treatment that Mentality can give you. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be. Once you get on Mentality, you're going back every 12, 13 weeks just to make sure that your levels, especially those free testosterone levels, are where they need to be. So the results are energy comes back, belly fat burns off, your muscle strengthens, and you feel like yourself again. So what are you waiting for? Stop settling for a fraction of your potential. Mentality's New Year offer is your chance to take back control. Visit mentalityhealth.com/radio to find out more information or even find a limited time deal that they have at mentalityhealth.com/radio. Don't let testosterone hold you back. Low testosterone hold you back. Be at your best for yourself and your family. Visit mentalityhealth.com/radio.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm saying if we collectively, all the people in their cars, all the people listening on the YouTube stream, all the people listening this morning, if we all do it together, there's power in prayer, friends.
Yes, there is. Bless me, Father, for I played man.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have trusted Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin here at ESPN Milwaukee for years, and it's easy to see why. I've trusted them personally. They put in, just a little over a month ago now, a new front door on my house, and the experience was fantastic because Pella's goal is for people to honor and trust the commitments people to trust them, and they're going to honor that commitment that people have made to them, just like they have with me. It can be scary to invite somebody into your home, kind of go through the process. It's a big purchase, right? Windows, doors, it's all those tough. It's tough. But their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with. They can walk you through every step of the process, and they're fantastic. And if you order by the end of the month, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today and tell them when you use Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you. We have talked a ton of Brewers here, and the Brewers are unconditionally relentless. It's brought to you by Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. We're going to be keeping an eye on the Brewers, keeping an eye on the Packers all this weekend. Willie and Tausch, let's be honest, going to be a little more Packers over there on that side of things. They're coming up next.